This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Well, whether it's a polar vortex, an Arctic blast, the middle of the country is getting a second taste of serious cold, and it's running low on propane, which is still a common heating oil in rural areas. Meanwhile, the price of natural gas has been hitting an all-time high in parts of the Northeast. For a country in the middle of an energy boom, why is it so hard to keep the heat on? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
In parts of the Midwest, propane is double the usual price. Sam Sparks owns Miller Brothers Propane in Dewey, Oklahoma. His customers need more to combat super low temperatures as prices are spiking.
When they're looking at, you know, $4 a gallon propane, that kind of takes their breath away.
He's actually selling to them for less than his current wholesale price, and he's advising them to just buy enough to get them over the hump till prices come down again, he hopes.
I hope I'm not giving our customers bad advice.
The Propane Education and Research Council is an industry group. It says there's plenty of supply. It's just in the wrong places right now. A similar problem is behind the super high natural gas prices in the Northeast. Spot prices there have been up to 18 times higher than the Midwest, even though lots of gas is coming from the Marcellus Shale region in nearby Pennsylvania. Here's Angelina LaRose from the U.S. Energy Information Agency.
It's not far away, yeah, but it's not connected.
She means there aren't enough pipelines connecting the Marcellus to the East Coast. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.